Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live from Freebirds in Irving off of North MacArthur. And man, it is drawn today. I'm really excited. Thank you very much to the people in Irving and outside of Irving for making this all happen. We still got giveaways. And by the way, in case you're curious, you come in here, I have like what is essentially a giveaway table right up at the front of extra stuff.
Kevin walked
that
in
I brought
with stuff that was stacked over his head, and he just slammed it down on the table and said, "Y'all come get some."
And
he did.
And then I talked to HR real briefly, and we started the show. And so, if you're worried about it, you can come on up to the front to that giveaway table and make it happen. We're going to do Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because. But, Alec, we have two important pieces of business to throw out there.
Oh,
first
no.
of all, the fine gentleman who is busy as hell today, who's brought us the custom Edge Intercontinental Championship that we will auction off as part of Peace-a-thon. He also took down another super monster and made the determination that the first time wasn't enough. So he asked for more toppings on all of it. And he finished eating a super monster in 12 minutes, 55.73 seconds.
What?
Okay. Is that a good time?
That is an if you took 4 hours, I would be like, good job.
Okay. All right.
When he did it in 15 minutes, I thought it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen, eating-wise. And then he said, give me more, and did it 2 minutes faster.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he added more ingredients. Yeah, for sure.
It's crazy.
That's impressive. That's impressive. Next time we do two, and we see how he does with that.
Oh,
is he ordering more food right now?
I think he is.
He is. Yeah, sure you are. We're not shaming you. I mean, this
actually,
is awesome.
Yeah, no, definitely don't make fun of him. I'm sure your wife's amazing. She's awesome. But, Corey, you have some fuel to add to the fire for the Cowboys-Eagles rivalry as people text in 877-881-1053 on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because.
Okay, Kevin, and I know this is on Twitter. It's on Facebook now. A Philadelphia area elementary school put punching bags up in the hallway. And I don't know if this is like their gym teacher or just one of their other teachers, but they all have boxing gloves on.
Yeah.
And all the punching bags have huge faces of Cowboys players. Kevontae Turpin, it's got Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
They had DeMarvion Overshown, Javonte Williams. So down the entire hallway is these punching bags with huge faces of the Cowboys players on it. And the coach is encouraging them to punch the punching bags and punch the Cowboys players. I don't know the story behind it. I don't know any reasoning for it other than they're teaching the hate early. But this is I think it's pretty genius.
No, I do too.
I wish my teachers would have done this back whenever the Cowboys were winning Super Bowls and we could have been punching the Bills' faces or something like that.
See, I think it's great too because then you can grow up to be the most famous athlete in Philly history who right now is a make-believe person named Rocky Balboa. And I know it's based on Chuck Webber. I got it. But like, that's their most famous athlete is somebody who's made up. So
this is on the news.
No.
This is on the news in Philadelphia, dude.
I get it.
They're showing kids in the hallways punching this stuff.
Look.
In the hallways on the news. And even the reporter's dancing up and down. And she's like, oh, look at this kid. He just tore down George Pickens' face and is stomping on it.
Yeah, well, that's the only way you're going to stop George Pickens this weekend because that dude has been on a freaking tear. All right.
Creole Cajun on Twitter says, City of Philly has a 50% literacy rate. This is why. Instead of doing their classwork.
So they really just hit them with, you're punching heavy bags out in out in the hallways.
Prepare you for a real life in Philadelphia.
Okay, well, that's that is a take. That is a take. By the way, for people asking about the Peace-a-thon auction site, it is not up yet. I hope you guys do plan ahead in what to buy, but usually, traditionally, that goes up Monday evening or Tuesday when the show starts. We are actually still grabbing and putting up the descriptions for a few people for a few different items, so it is not live yet, and you have not missed anything.
Dude, I'll tell you this, though. Can I tell you what I told you guys last night?
That is up to you.
Somebody either on the fan text or the YouTube or the Twitch yesterday said, hey, should we utilize the dark web to get the link early? And it's not even live. It is, I have no clue. Somebody actually did it. So there are 9 registered people on the site already, and it's not even open for that yet. So you told those that went out of your way to do that, y'all are amazing.
I don't really understand
terrifying
how one gets to the dark web. I don't need to know, but like whenever people are like, I was on the dark web, like I don't really know what that means, even though I did watch all of the seasons of Mr. Robot. Mr. Robot is another one where if you want to bail after the first season, I do not think that is the worst idea in the world. All right. Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because Alec Medford, would you like to start or would you like us to go?
Oh, batting the leadoff today. Look at me.
That's right.
I feel special. I feel special. Call me Shinsu Chu. I will go with Cowboys win because it feels like a cop-out, but I kind of said this last week and it ended up happening, so I'm going to go with it. Cowboys win because George Pickens dominates a football game again. He keeps proving that he can do it. Week in and week out, he is proving that he can turn the football game that he is presented on any given Sunday into his football game. He is completely turning defenses around. He is showing that he is elusive with the football in his hands, which, what was the knock whenever we found out that he was available for trade? His route running and his footwork aren't exactly clean. Well, just go watch the first touchdown that he scored against the Raiders where he made 4 NFL defenders look like high school players.
Man, Alec, if we could pause on that for just one second. You're so right, because in like the last few weeks especially, I've taken more notice. When he runs any route that features him cutting inside, especially cutting inside to the left, I legitimately feel like that route is undefensible.
Yeah, and it feels like he's gaining confidence in his route running, too. He's very decisive with his cuts now and his footwork. It seems like it just took a little bit of time, and it's one of those things that, hey, you don't want CeeDee Lamb to be hurt ever, but that experience of him moving over to the true X position, it clearly taught him a lot because he's a lot more decisive in his gameplay. So Cowboys win because George Pickens shows up. That's pretty much it.
All right. I like that. Now, I'm going to kind of go a similar path in terms of this is a theme throughout the season and many seasons. Cowboys win because Dak Prescott almost always wins these games. Dak against NFC opponents at AT&T Stadium is 21-2. That is the highest winning percentage by any quarterback against anyone's own division since the merger back in 1970. And it's just somehow, some way, Dak Prescott, because he's the he's the continuous presence in all of these years of teams. He wins these games. 21-2 in these games, and you just look at last week's performance. He has 41 career games with at least 3 passing touchdowns. That surpassed Romo for the most in franchise history. He has 4, he had 4 passing touchdowns total. Now he has 13 games with 4-plus TD passes. That is also the most in franchise history. And you see that more than anywhere else at AT&T Stadium against divisional opponents.
I will say a couple things. The Fangio defense gives him some troubles.
And their defense has looked phenomenal.
Yeah, and but I, go back to that opening game. The windows were small, but Dak found them.
Yep.
He knew what he was looking for. They had a really good plan in place. I do think they caught him off guard a little bit because nobody really knew what to expect out of this team much at all. The fact that George Pickens now is more integrated into this offense, I think, gives Dak another weapon to turn to. But the windows that Dak recognized so quickly in that first game, he's going to have that same kind of game. So, yes, Dak is the consistent thing there, but he's going to have to be at his best. And I'm glad that offensive line is back and healthy up in front of him again, because they're going to need that best for him to have those split seconds to get that ball off.
I think you're really going to like this one for the 4-6-9, because we've talked about this a couple of different times already this week. Cowboys win because Quinnen Williams is awesome, and he will rub off on the other guys. You know, we've already talked about, somebody sent me a message. You don't have to accept this as fact. I'm just telling you, this is how some people feel, that Quinnen Williams already showed more leadership in 1 week in one game, yep, than Micah did his entire tenure here.
I'm saying, Kevin, as things that I'm watching and the things he's telling his teammates, they are, you got to trust me,
yeah,
because this defense is only going to work if you do what you're supposed to do, and that's go make these plays whenever I do my job for you. Cowboys win because Philadelphia's offensive line, I think, is in a little bit of a, not shambles, but it's not as elite as it usually is.
Sure, because you have the disappearance, or not the disappearance, the injury to Lane Johnson. We've talked about the concussion protocol, although it does look like there is a chance he will play this weekend, not Lane Johnson, obviously. And so they could be better off, but you might still be looking at a situation where just week over week you lost 40% of who you was going to be your starting offensive line, depending on what happens with Juergens.
And there are some guys that have been elite at times on that offensive line that are looking human right now.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that that's going to completely be that way, because guess what? You're playing the Cowboys, so you're going to be more amped up to play against the Cowboys for sure. But I think that's definitely going to be an option for them.
As you probably could guess, a lot of Cowboys win because revolve around this person. Cowboys win because A.J. Brown remains a non-factor and Devontae Smith gets doubled the entire game. From the 972, Cowboys win because A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts, they got beef. And Cowboys win because, and I like this one, because they win the turnover battle. And this is something that we talked about maybe yesterday, maybe 2 days ago. The Eagles have the most efficient red zone offense in the NFL when it comes to converting that into touchdowns. They also do not turn the ball over. I believe they have
lots of options.
Yes.
Lots of options.
Yes. And I believe they have 4 turnovers all year.
Wow.
And so if you are able to win the turnover battle against the Eagles, where you're in a position that not many teams have been this season, and I think that is an excellent potential key to victory right there. All right, Alec, we're going to go back to you again. Cowboys lose because...
Cowboys lose because Pro Football Focus knows what they're talking about, in the sense that their corners are extremely good in Philadelphia. That is what scares me the most when you start talking about Quinyon Mitchell, who you guys have talked at length about week, and Cooper DeJean, which the numbers are never going to pop off the stat sheet for Cooper DeJean when it comes to like turnovers in general, but interceptions especially. People love to look at interceptions for defensive backs and be like, ha, not good. No, this guy is
look at passes broken up. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
He is incredible in coverage. He shows the late hands. He gets the head turned around so he doesn't draw a penalty. I think he's incredible. I think Quinyon Mitchell might be even better than him.
I agree.
And I think that secondary, I didn't have many expectations for this season because I don't think their safeties are that great, but their corners are making up for it. So I think the Cowboys lose because they have the best game of their year, of their entire season, in the Philly secondary, and they will cause nightmares.
So I'm going to go to a different level of the Eagles' defense. Cowboys lose because Jalen Phillips continues to destroy with the Eagles. He has only been there for 2 games. In those 2 games, he has 4 quarterback hits, 11 tackles, and 13 pressures. That guy has been a wrecking machine since he got there. And I know the whole idea is like, well, yeah, that's why they traded for him. I get it, but that's not always the way it works out for your new team. So, man, he has been unbelievable for the Eagles, and I think if the Cowboys lose this game, it's because he continues to wreck shop.
Yeah, dude's a good player. It's just injuries have always been a problem for him. Last one for me, then, is Cowboys lose CeeDee Lamb drops. That was
it's easy to see back to the first game, right?
Yeah, the Miles Sanders fumble and the CeeDee Lamb drops were big factors. Yeah. The Cowboys not being able to steal that game on the road, and so I think that if hopefully CeeDee gets his mind right for this one and gets this thing rolling. But that one would be a bad. That is right there. Cowboys lose because CeeDee drops four passes again. LOL. So that would be, you know, another one. Cowboys lose because CeeDee has a clutch drop.
Look,
that's it for me, man.
It makes sense, right? I talked about it. I did not think the quote unquote drop he had in the last game was as egregious as a lot of people
we agreed.
Did. But if you go back to that first game, if you want to pinpoint one thing that turned that into a loss, CeeDee Lamb drops is at the top of the list.
Yeah, and I hope that his mindset is different for this game, and like because he hadn't had a lot of play. You know, they'd done a lot of training camp stuff.
Sure.
This is a much different moment that I think that he can take advantage of.
From the 817, Cowboys win because...
Oh, hold on, sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah. Shoddy said this morning with Sean and RJ that he loved the energy those two receivers brought after.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
They got back out on the field.
Yeah.
And so that's something that I think that's – talk about their heartbeat. That is something with it that's contagious from them.
Did you like my question to Jerry when I was clearly turning it into an analogy about George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb showing up late when he went to the drive-in?
Mm-hmm. That was good.
He didn't quite
helped set me up.
Yeah, he didn't quite follow with where I was going with that.
No, you did a great job.
From the 817, Cowboys win because they contain Hurts running. They lose if Hurts has 70-plus yards rushing. I agree with that. If you hit that number, I think even maybe 60, it does kind of feel like you are going to lose that game. From the 469, Cowboys lose because A.J. Brown goes off for 100-plus yards. I like this one from the 940. Cowboys win because they go over on 1.5 stopped tush pushes. I still think you should go back to having somebody just lay down in front of the ball. It was only 1 week, but that proved to be kind of effective. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the Combo Platter Hype Edition. Give us a sports opinion, and then what's the best way to get you hyped? We'll do that and Forgiveness Friday. All of it next, live from Freebirds in Irving on 105.3 The Fan.
Mikko Rantanen twists and turns a backhand. He scores! My goodness! Mikko Rantanen straight to the highlight reel for the rest of the season. What a goal!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. What a goal indeed as Mikko continues to impress. Jason Robertson continues to put up goals. And the audience out here at Freebirds in Irving has impressed all day long. Right now, we're going to do a combo platter. So today...
You sound surprised. You were going to do a combo.
Yeah, no, I. That's fair.
I
should
you knew
not.
That was coming, Kevin.
I should not.
Right,
so we're going to do a combo platter from the mind of Corey Majors.
You're welcome.
We'll see.
I don't know.
No, I'm just kidding. I actually really like it. So the combo platter hype edition. Give us a sports opinion. Yeah. And then what's the best way to get you hyped?
Dua Lipa.
Well, okay.
It was something I just saw. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to speak out of turn there. Keep going there, Kevin.
We could go in whatever turn we like. So I guess I will start then, especially
start off.
Since we just played a Stars highlight. I'm going to go with this for now. The Stars are going to be the number one seed in the Western Conference. I've gotten burned from the past 2 years by consistently saying they would win the Cup. Now, I realize they made it to the Final Four both times. But I'm going to back off of that opinion for now and say that they take the top seed in the West but only have the second-best overall record because you don't want to win the President's Trophy. That will go to an Eastern Conference team, and then that way they'll be bounced out in the first or second round of the playoffs. But, yeah, the Stars have the best record in the Western Conference when the regular season is up. Now, the easiest way to get me hyped is to get around some D-hole in traffic and then see them get stuck.
That is a glorious experience.
It really is, especially if you can see into their car and watch the aftermath of them being mad. Then I'm like, oh, sorry, your D-hole ways didn't continue to dominate the road. And so they get stuck behind somebody, and I'm like, and that's what you deserve because you're a jackass.
That literally happened this morning on the highway, and here's what was going on. I was entering the highway, all right, just above the speed limit, okay, 71, 72 miles mm-hmm. per hour, getting onto the highway. I see a dude getting onto the highway at maybe 100. All right, like he is flying and he's coming up, and you can see him bumper me. Like he's right there on my bumper. And so I'm trying to get over, and then all of a sudden he's trying to swerve back and forth, and he needs to do something. And I just did casually my thing, and I'm like, I'm not trying to get in your way. Yeah. I'm not intentionally trying to do anything. I'm just going with traffic right now. And then he did. He got stuck behind an entire big group, and I was gone. And, I did, Kevin, see right into his windshield. I saw him on the steering wheel, and I was like, calm down, man. Now, again, I will say this, though. I don't know what's going on in that dude's life.
Yeah.
Maybe that dude needed there was an emergency that he was trying to get to. I had that happen once where I was trying to get to a hospital, and I had something going on. But in that moment, I did feel a little bit of indication there.
And you're right about that, but it feels like that is the vast, vast, vast minority
mm-hmm.
of all of these, and usually it's just some jackass who thinks his thing is more important than your thing that you have to go do. So I think that's a great one.
Or they just like to drive faster than you.
Yeah,
I'm like, I drive pretty damn fast.
Which is totally fine, which is why I try to stay out of people's way. By the way, here's a friendly reminder. That big old ramp onto the highway, that's for you to speed up and to work your way into the flow of traffic. It's not for you to get 10 feet from the end and be like, I can't make it, and like slam on the brakes or something like that. You have all of that time to speed up or decelerate is appropriately to find your way to weave into traffic.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's there for.
That is true. My sports opinion is, by the end of this deadline today, one of your favorite Rangers will be gone.
Is it going to be Corey Seager?
Trade deadline isn't today, is it?
No. And so Corey Seager is a different situation.
This is your Tinder deadline.
Yeah, then like
Adolis Garcia.
Adolis and Jonah
is the one I'm discussing.
Okay,
here.
Okay.
Now, add to that, though. At some point this offseason, I believe one of your favorite Rangers will be traded. And I think that they are going to get something that is not this might be the third straight trade in DFW where we feel like we didn't get what we expected in return.
Did you see the lady who has
I love that shirt. That is an awesome shirt.
And said, I witnessed the worst trade in NBA history. If you could tell us where you got that, we need to get 5 of those for Bobby so he can wear them every single day in the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. It has the date and everything.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I think you're going to see a third straight trade in DFW where you're like, we didn't get what we felt we deserved for that type of a player.
Then you would be talking about Corey Seager, is my opinion. We haven't actually talked about this because I think if and when you trade Marcus Semien, I think people have accepted that it's going to be half value. Like, you're probably going to eat half that money to make it happen. So my guess, based on the way you described it, could be Corey Seager.
Yeah, I think you're – I mean, you know what, Kevin? You know me too well. and then my what gets me hyped in a negative way, what gets me hyped up for sure is if you say something about my wife – or my kids, I might see red. I might black out and just completely lose my mind. And it's happened before.
I was there. Can I tell that story?
Sure.
I was there for one of these stories. It was when we were at the newspaper, and Corey was engaged with a battle of wits between somebody who is an effing moron, and he, like, couldn't hang.
He's inferior.
He couldn't hang with Corey to begin with, and then it turns out he's a crap person. But he just ran out of things, and he was like, hey, Corey, let's check. Well, hold on. That was about to be a drop. That, oh, man.
Go with it. I'm listening.
That would have maybe been the worst drop ever. This person said that they had sex with his wife. And I just looked, and I was like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
And then instead of beating him down, which, retrospect, I kind of wish you had, just, like, actually punched him into the ground, you had a quip that just disarmed him, and he had nothing to say for, like, 20 minutes while he tried to formulate a response in his tiny brain.
I did flip him on the ground at one point, too. He jumped on my back for whatever reason, and I was like, that's not going to work.
Did you say that when you did that?
Oh, man, and just body slammed him. Yeah, no, that definitely did happen. And that's I don't know, like, I'm very protective of them, of all of them, and I get really I think everybody is, you know, all fathers care a lot about their families, so that's the way it goes, man. But in a positive way, you make an awesome play on the field, something special happens on the field, dude. I love any game, turn a game on, and you know, last night during the Bills game, I'm perfectly – something special happens there. I love it. I get really hyped whenever the Mikko Rantanen goal, glorious. What an amazing goal that was. One that he scored in the playoffs from the wraparound behind the net.
That was incredible.
I was watching it at My Possibilities Community Ball, and I like jumped up in the air. I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, I gotta go get more drinks.
Now – the Mikko Rantanen goal last night was more aesthetically pleasing.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I think I was more excited for the Robertson goal because the whole thing you need is to jumpstart that dude. And for the last, like, five games, he has been unbelievable.
He's going to find a way right now.
Yeah,
man.
At least the last four games, I believe now he has 9 goals and 3 assists. He's been on a bananas pace and helped the Stars get the win.
I did see, by the way, it does look like Mikko got a $2,000 fine for.
Did you say $2,000?
$2,000 fine for embellishment whenever in the Ottawa game. Did you see
that? So it's the fine is not what?
Mikko was fined
$2,000
for embellishment.
Oh, okay.
No, in a game last night versus Vancouver. Second incident this season, he's been flagged by the league for embellishment after also getting cited for the dive in Ottawa. So the Sean Shapiro, our friend, posted up the video, I believe, of the dive in Ottawa, where he basically grabbed the goalie's arm and then fell on the ground, and that wasn't a good one. So.
All right, so hold on just a second. I can't do this math in my head. What do you think is a good salary for just a regular person?
A regular person?
Yep.
$100,000.
Okay, $100,000.
Which they say it's difficult to live comfortable in DFW with $100,000.
If you make $100,000 per year, this is the equivalent of getting fined $16.67.
There are a lot of things I got in trouble for
that if they're like, if I could buy my way out of that with under 20 bucks, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
Yeah, are you a frequent buyer out on Monopoly of when you go to jail, you're just like, I'll buy my way out, or do you like to stay in there?
You know what I bought out was my anniversary and my wife's birthday
and
Christmas.
This is a genius idea. You're a genius.
So she really wanted to just totally redo our patio. We had people come in, concrete. It was like a huge undertaking. And we negotiated like she was still in arbitration. And I bought out 3 years worth of gifts but it was really a stupid thing that I did because I still bought her birthday presents and defeated the entire purpose. But she loved it and thought it was the best.
I think it's a genius idea.
Alec, from the 682. Sorry, I just read one that was really interesting to me.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Stars will win the Stanley Cup, and I get hyped when someone says Star Wars is better than Star Trek, because it is. They said, which it's not. So I'm one of the people that would agitate them and get them fired up. All right, Alec, what say you? Give us a sports opinion, and then what is it that gets you hyped?
Gentlemen, I have a sports opinion. The sports That's opinion good. Goes as follows. I think the Rangers are going to be the most entertaining, mediocre team next season.
Huh.
And what do I mean by that?
I actually...
Refer to the chart.
Believe it or not, Alec, and I want you to explain, that makes a lot of sense to me.
I say that because I think there's going to be an excitement around the team surrounding new management and some new coaches on the staff. People are going to be, just like I am, unreasonably excited that Travis Jankowski is our first base coach. You know, like, there's going to be some hype going into the season just because change is cool. Whenever the change is the change that you wanted, it was like, if Boch is leaving, it has to be Skip Schumacher. It can't be anybody else in my mind. So I got what I wanted. So there's already hype there to see what he can do. But I do think, going to what Corey said, some possibly not-so-fun divorces, if you will, with some players are in the near future, as soon as even today. And I think that you're going to be like, dang, on paper, this team is not as good as they used to be. But then you get to watch Jacob deGrom take the ball every fifth day. And then you get to watch a healthy Nathan Eovaldi start the season, hopefully. And then you get to see some great, you know, flashy moments from guys like Josh Smith, and hopefully Josh Young kind of gets back in his stride. Jack Leiter. Like, some of the younger names are going to remind you that, hey, there is still some talent here. There's still some fun baseball to be played, but it could very well end in a 500 record. It could end in a below 500. I don't know. The weird thing is, we don't know what the opening day roster is going to look like yet, because of all these moves that we're either hearing about or saying, hey, this would make a lot of sense for them to make to try to get under the luxury tax. So the team's going to look different, but I think there's still going to be some sort of level of excitement, just because it's not a bad different. It's just different.
I think that's a good approach to that. I think it is going to be a uniquely different from what we've been watching with Boch for the last few years, where when every time that Boch was in that dugout, we just expected he's going to wave the magic Boch wand, and the guys are going to, you know, turn up the way that they did in the World Series. And over the last couple of years, they haven't quite done that. Hopefully it'll be a more exciting brand of baseball, too, where, you know, Skip told us, Kevin, the first time we got to talk to him, he was like, there are always going to be different ways to win games each day. And I hope that they find out those ways to do it, rather than just saying, we're sending them, baby. We're sending long balls. Can I read something real quick?
Can he do his hype level?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that, Alec. My bad. Go ahead and read your hype level. You're going to love what I have to say, though. Trust me.
Acting like it's sandwich time again, huh?
Mm-hmm.
For me, something that gets me hype, I actually like where Corey went with the whole, like, if you cross somebody I care about or somebody in the family, I wouldn't say violent. I just get testy. And I will make sure you know exactly how I feel about you in that moment. And my face usually says more than my voice does in those situations. I will get myself in trouble by the facial expressions I show. And then sometimes I'll tell people, hey, you got a staring problem. Figure it out. Stop.
I like that.
I get testy for that. But in a positive manner, literally just play any of my favorite songs. And that can flip my day in the entire opposite direction. If I'm having a bad day, just play something I like in the car and I'm like, okay, I'm happy again.
All right. Now, Alec, the downside to that is certain songs I can't play in the car. Like, I can't listen to Sabotage by the Beastie Boys in the car anymore.
I'm right there with you, dude.
Because I got a ticket I'm not saying trying to exactly recreate the driving scene over the hill in the movie, but probably not as far off as you would think. And so I can't listen to certain songs in the car anymore because then I will lose sight of responsibility.
All right, Kevin, you know on Oates, down by Audubon Park, there's that little bridge over there. So it had iced over, and I was coming over that bridge listening to Sabotage, and I spun in a 360. And then finally got to concrete and stopped, and I was just like, maybe I need to, maybe I just need to, while I'm driving on ice,
do
it a little bit differently.
I'm with you. All right, now.
Babe Loffenberg posted this. I think it's awesome. Babe Loffenberg said, these are the cleats. Then go check it out on Twitter. These are the cleats that Myles Garrett will be wearing for the Browns San Francisco game on November 30th.
Nice.
Quote, my cause, my cleats game. Truly honored and humbled, and I know Luke is smiling from above, but also grateful he doesn't have to block him. Hashtag live like Luke. And if you go check these cleats out, this is awesome. And I do love the connection there. And Babe's a wonderful man, just absolutely wonderful man. And I appreciate the friendship we've been able to have with him.
Man, you know what I really have loved this development over, especially like the last 18 months, is Babe has fiery thoughts and opinions that he'll send us either during
he does.
A segment or sometimes we'll talk in between segments.
You know, it was on Monday night I was driving out to the Bearded Monkey and I was listening to him with Eric Chiafalo and brought us on the pregame show, and he hops on and he asks a question. He asks a trivia question, and I was like, oh, because Chiafalo goes, we're getting lots of texts for a trivia question, because he always does that with Sean and RJ, and Peyton always nails it because Peyton's a brilliant sports mind, obviously. He asked the question. I knew the answer. I texted him. I was like, I knew what your answer was, and he texted me and back immediately before the game. Like, he's getting ready to call this game, and he was just like, how's it going, Corey? That was awesome.
I mean, what's happening with this team? People doing trivia contests, people out drinking on game day. Man, it's happening there.
That would never.
Never.
But he would not touch the slot machines. Right?
Oh, okay. Do you also think it's weird, though, that CeeDee Lamb can go to a casino, but, like, Babe can't?
It is a little weird.
That's strange,
right? Did he
gamble
in the casino, or did he just walk?
I thought he said he was at a slot machine, maybe.
How do you go in? It seems difficult to not go into the casino once you walk into the hotels, right? Like,
they're
right there as soon as you walk in.
Yes, and that is a very, very specific reason. All right, so right now, we're going to transition into some Forgiveness Friday. All right, I've got a really serious one that we need to get out of the way. All of Texas high school football athletics, it feels like, or just athletics, excuse me, feels like they need to ask for forgiveness. So we had talked about quite a bit the son of the Salina football coach, and if you look at the indictment, he is facing charges that he coerced minors into sexually explicit conduct between April and October to create images and videos using the internet and his own digital devices. There is an alleged 38 victims.
Jeez, man.
And now, I'm not saying this is for the same reasons, but then let's go over to Cedar Hill. Their coach has been put on leave, and their offensive coordinator has resigned based on documents sent to the executive committee to review for a possible investigation. Again, I'm not saying that it's the same charges or anything like that, but man, freaking DFW high school coaches, get it together.
Yeah, for absolutely.
Like,
man.
For real.
Yeah, that's terrible.
This is something that we spent a lot of time in, and, like, not that you need that to say, hey, don't abuse kids, but, like, I feel like this is something that we're very familiar with this world, and obviously, like, a lot of people care a lot about this, and just, man, get it the freaking heck together.
Did you see the story in Arlington, Alec, UTA?
What about it?
You went to UTA?
Yes.
Did you see the cold case that they yes. They
found? Oh, no.
So this class, they were given a bunch of USB drives and said, here's some files. It was like 34,000 files. And they helped, a class at UTA helped solve a 34-year-old murder case.
Really?
And they found that with all this information,
what?
They went in every day. The teacher said that they would come in before class. They should get to class. They're already there working on the project. And it was one day ago, it looks like, the police department of Arlington said, yeah, this arrest, they make an arrest in 1991 cold case. So that's pretty amazing there that was able to happen. That's wild. Can you imagine?
That is
like freaking. Adrian was, when I showed her that, she was like, this is my dream. This yeah. is, I want to be in that class in college. I want to be in a class where the police come to me and say, can you help? Here you go. Good luck. You know, like, that's probably what they did was, good luck. You know, we haven't been able to figure it out. We don't have the resources for it. You guys have a crack at it, and they figured it out.
Now, to me, this part that needs to be asked for forgiveness now incorporates Cam Newton and Stephen A. Smith and the rest of ESPN. Because I thought it was just kind of a throwaway line. It has taken on a life of its own and is so ridiculous. So Cam Newton compared Drake May's Patriots to fool's gold. All right? And Drake May was asked about it, and he goes, I don't even know what show he's on. I think they get paid to make remarks and make certain comments.
That was actually a very nice and ambassadorship way of saying that.
So I think that's a hilarious response. Stephen A. Smith did a segment on First Take about, obviously, Drake May knows who they are, and they're the number one rated blibbity blabbity. And I was like, dude, if you have to tell somebody who you are, I mean, I don't think that's a flex.
Yeah.
And so they could have just let it go, but they made it a bigger deal, which I think kind of feeds into Drake May's idea of, I think they get paid to make remarks in certain comments, right?
I do. It's a very nice way of saying that. It really
it is.
Because he could have said, it sounds like these, you know, we hear these guys, oh, you guys have to have something to talk about. Y'all got to make up stuff all the time. I don't agree. And Cam Newton played the position.
Yeah.
So, like, and he did play in New England, too. So you think that, but I've watched this guy play. He's playing at a high level. He's playing the position at a high level. Why would you say it's fool's gold? That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
But it is a nice. That was a nice approach on Drake May's part.
Now
he does still look like he's 12, though. I will say that.
I agree.
Yeah, when I saw him, Adrian saw him the other night, and she was like, "What middle school does he play for?" And I was like, "He is a professional quarterback, Adrian."
Do you think he should wear a bunch of like jazzy hats to dial up his
image?
Really,
hey, that'll make Cam, it'll make him jealous?
Yeah.
Or it'll make Cam more excited about it.
Oh, man. Do you think Cam Newton would have been devastated to the core if Drake May was like, my hat game's more on point
yes,
than his?
That would have gotten him right there. Yeah, if he'd have dropped something about hey, let's talk fashion, all right? Bring fashion into this game.
Alec, would you like another maybe more ridiculous one or another serious one?
I like ridiculous.
Okay. Ridiculous. Let's talk about NBA players and how little they care to play in the games.
Huh.
Per Yahoo's Tom Haberstroh, the NBA stars, hey, I didn't make his name. And a star is defined by somebody who made the All-Star team or All-NBA team in any of the past three seasons. Last year, at this point in the season, those stars had missed more than 100 games.
Really?
This year, it's more than 200.
Already?
Already. And if you think about it,
most of those are Anthony Davis.
I mean, that actually probably is true.
Yeah.
But the group of players that have either been an All-Star or All-NBA is not that big. Remember, only 15 people make the All-NBA team over the span of 3 years. So you're already at more than twice as many missed games by the stars than any other than last season, which was already a high. And I know, like, LeBron and Anthony Davis contribute to that, but I think the wider point is, like, if you keep hoping it's going to get better, it feels like it's only going to get worse.
I mean, and I hate to say the money's so high, what does it matter to them? They're getting paid anyway. But that is another factor that goes into it. These guys have all these lives off the court, too, that they're like, I'm a little injured, and if I injure myself too much more, I could really kill my ability to earn one more check, one more contract.
Yeah.
Why would I go out there and destroy myself for that? I'll just go ahead and take off these 3 weeks. And even though they have a gigantic amount of time feeling-wise between the end of the season and the beginning of the season to get themselves into that kind of a shape and then commit to that whenever they get those 82, they still feel that way sometimes.
And I think one of the reasons you're never going to go back to that is what controls how the players make money now. It's the TV money that dominates, right? And so those contracts are already done. Back in the day when it was kind of like a little bit, Alex, similar in terms of wrestling, is like, how did you sell your house shows or how did you sell your games and everything like that? And you couldn't be having all these players missing and still have the place like absolutely packed. But now, since everything shifted more to the TV money, not only in the NBA, that's a huge part in the NFL as well, but one that's a little bit, the two that are a little bit lower are hockey and Major League Baseball. But I think with that in place, like, it just doesn't matter as much that they're missing games in terms of the money coming in.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, it matters to the fans, and it matters.
So you think that if the league was, like, scraping by, that they would be pressing these players to be out there more?
I absolutely think that.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, this Dumont isn't sitting there going, no, I need proof that, like, he can get out on the court. Whereas if he was really trying to figure out money-wise, he'd be like, no, we have to get you out there.
I mean, for sure.
Interesting.
It feels like there's a better medium, right? Like, should you be forcing people to return back from injury before they're ready? No. Should you be taking excess time because you're like, well, I can? No. It feels like there should be a middle ground that we're able to find a little bit easier than we actually have been able to find. And then from the 314, I forgive all of you ahead of time for trying to get our hopes up with predicting a Cowboys win and placing us in that delusional Cowboys fan cycle even more. I am not predicting the Cowboys to win, and I do not believe you are predicting the Cowboys to win either.
I have the score 22-21 Philadelphia, unfortunately, guys.
And I say 27-23 Philadelphia. I hope I'm wrong. But even if they did win, I do believe, the Cowboys that is, I do believe that would only raise the Cowboys to mediocre on the chart.
Yeah,
so
we'll get there.
If you think mediocre is the hype cycle, that
right now they are sub-mediocre.
I guess.
Do I need to refer them to the chart, Kevin? I'll get the chart out here. Yeah, let's refer to the chart. At the moment, you are here, and that is sub-mediocre.
And if they won?
Just above bad.
And if they won, where would they go?
They can go up one level to mediocre. Win against the Chiefs, you can stay at mediocre. Maybe even move to above mediocre, because that might make the Chiefs a mediocre team.
So
we got to really figure out where we stand after that. But you take out the Lions, you'll definitely be an above mediocre team.
Okay. I mean, look.
Refer to the chart.
And I would say, at that point, I don't think it would be a hype cycle, because you've seen so many Cowboys teams stumble into the playoffs. It would take more than just those three wins. But if you tell me that 2 weeks from now, the Cowboys will have beaten the Eagles, Chiefs, and Lions, you're damn right I'm going to be hyped about that. Do I think that's going to happen? Well, I just told you I don't think they're going to win the first game. So, no. But if it were to happen, I think people would be very reasonable to get hyped. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C-Block, starring Corey Majors and
Kyle Yeomans.
Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.